Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, this is the first episode that I'm coming to you as a married man. The last episode that I did with John Goodman, which was very, very popular, I was literally days away from my wedding, and what a day. Myself and Marsh had the most magical, magical day with our loved ones, families, and friends. It really was incredible. And then we jetted off on our honeymoon. And I just wanted to say thank you to any of you who did message me on Facebook. I had a lot of messages on Instagram, messages of congratulations. Didn't get a chance to reply to all of them. But I just wanted to say thank you if you did message us. As I said, we disappeared on our honeymoon. And it was the most magical time. Amazing, amazing time. Amazing resort. Had such good fun and such good downtime. But as I do whenever I go away, these are great times for me to just remind you all of it, something I experienced, which was this brain dump, this first few days where your brain's just locked up, you can't think, your head's all over the place, but for a good reason. You know, you've been very busy, very productive. I've had a lot going on, a lot I've got done. But in order for me to progress, my brain needs to empty a bit. It needs to free up some space. And as always happens, that third, fourth day in, my brain starts to become more creative. My creative juices start flowing a little bit more. Ideas start to look a little bit more real. And the next few months start to pan out. The ideas for the next 6 months and year start getting jotted down on a piece of paper. And it's just important to I remind you that when these things happen to me, I share them with you. And ultimately, many of you are flat out training people every single day. You're growing, developing your online businesses and everything else that you're trying to do, that you stay in the thick of life. And you don't have a break. You don't get away. And you think that the only way to produce great businesses is to stay in the thick of it. But over the years, you know, I've done that and I've stayed in the thick of it. And I think that parts of my business would have grown more if I'd taken more breaks. You know, I look back at the times I traveled and studied and when I was on a plane and my brain was more creative. And these are really valuable for you too. So if you don't take enough breaks, block them out in your diary, get them done, go away, have some brain downtime, because it's incredibly, incredibly valuable. Now, moving into today's episode, episode number 65, I'm really excited to share this one with you, actually, because it's a very vast topic. Email marketing, something that many of you won't have really given a second thought to, mainly because nowadays Instagram is the thing. You know, if you're not posting on Instagram every single day, you're missing out. You need to be seen. You need to build relationships with people. Yes, you do. But there are some methods of marketing that stand the test of time. They have their own unique qualities that other platforms don't have. And email marketing is one that's still around, still works, is still very, very successful. And I want to introduce you to it. You know, there's other areas within internet email marketing, such as writing emails and how you communicate with people, which is another podcast in itself, which, you know, I'll bring that to you sooner or later. But today I want to highlight email marketing to you, the benefits of email marketing, what platforms you kind of should be really considering. And then also, you know, what you can get from email marketing that you can't get from anything else. And as ever with the podcast, it's introducing you to topics that are going to be of huge value to your business, and then giving you some kind of gems that you could be using within those platforms or within that system or style of presenting your marketing that's going to build better relationships and ultimately get you more customers. Now, before I move into the actual bulk of the podcast today, I just want to let you know that on the 7th of December, my next Elite Business Mastermind starts. The 6-month journey where I work with personal trainers, business owners, young entrepreneurs, people that want to develop their businesses, understand the framework and foundations that a business needs to have in order to grow. If you're a personal trainer and you're looking to get more clients, build better marketing strategies, reach more people, make your business more attractive to your ideal customers, develop a more unique niche, then the Mastermind is for you. If you're looking to open up a studio, develop your first ebook, if you're looking to create more online training clientele, grow a platform online, whatever you want to do within your business, I've set up the Mastermind to cover 4 key areas. Personal, which is all to do with you and developing the solid foundations that make a strong business person. We look at financial, we look at marketing, we look at operations. And every month that you join me, we go through each of those modules, building on your systems, building on your business, and teaching you how to get it to the point which fulfills you, makes you happy, brings you the level of revenue that you want, and also allows you to progress. Now, the Mastermind is something which you need to apply for. If you go to the link in the iTunes notes, you will go straight to m10life.com/education. Inside there is the Mastermind page. Lots of testimonials, lots of videos, all the information about what's covered on the Mastermind. I have 50% of the spaces full already. So if you do want to jump on and you want to send me your application, it's no obligation. We jump on a call and I'll talk to you the whole system, how it works, and whether or not you're a good fit for the program. I want people that want to progress. I want people that want to grow. I want people that are going to commit and compliment the rest of the guys in the group. So if you're ready to grow, if you're ready to develop, go and listen to some of the testimonials. Send me your application. Let's jump on a call. Now, email marketing. Are you doing it? Is it something that you give any second thought to? And I'll tell you this. A lot of people think, God, you know, marketing your business is a lot of work. It's a lot of effort. You know, we've got Instagram, we've got Facebook, we've got email marketing, we've got website design, we've got face-to-face communication. There's just so much. Well, to be honest with you, you A, have got to find the platforms that work for you the best, and then understand which platforms you're not using that would still be a benefit to you. And in a lot of cases nowadays, with Facebook ads being so costly for a lot of people, you'll find that not a lot of developing businesses are using Facebook ads. If you are, you'll realize the return that you do get on your investment with Facebook ads, but there's also a lot that you can be doing that's not really costing you any money. Instagram, growing your following, knowing your niche, knowing your audience, and providing them with hugely valuable content is one of those. And if you're using Instagram and you've listened to my Instagram podcast, you'll be growing, you'll be developing. But one of the areas that people aren't using enough of, and it has stood the test of time, as I said earlier, is email marketing. I'll be honest with you, I've been email marketing for, let's go back, 10, 12 years. And when I say email marketing, I mean I've been communicating with my audience through email. I'm going to touch on systems for email marketing in a second, but I've been sending emails, right? If you wake up in the morning and you turn on your phone, one of the first things you look at, apart from Instagram and Facebook, is do you have mail? The people that you're mostly reaching, unless they're crazy CEOs and business executives and entrepreneurs in themselves, they'll open their emails, they'll have a look. They might have 5, 6, 7 in the morning that they've got to look at. But if yours is there and they enjoy your content, they'll read it. So emails are something that people still open. They still open every day. And are you appearing in somebody's inbox? I'm going to start off by saying one thing that is so important to understand about email marketing. And Russell Brunson, and if you haven't heard of him, check him out. He's the creator and owner and founder of ClickFunnels. Russell Brunson talks about traffic you own and traffic you don't own. And one of the things that we don't own is Instagram and Facebook. You know, I had a very, very close friend of mine recently was hacked. Someone took over his Instagram account. He couldn't get in. And for a good while, his business was on hold. His followers were his main source of marketing. Now, if that disappears, what do you have? And Russell Brunson talks about the traffic that you do own being email. And he urges people to make sure that you are taking people from these platforms such as Instagram and Facebook and collecting data, collecting email addresses to the point where you have them in an Excel file, you have them in your computer, and that they are yours. So one of the main reasons that you should be doing email marketing is once you have an email address, you own it, it's yours. And the second thing is remembering that when somebody follows you on Instagram and Facebook, they're kind of interested or they're looking at your content. It's not a next step forward like giving a phone number or giving an email. Have you ever been in a shop where someone says, you know, is your email? You really think about whether or not you would give it over because you know somebody's going to get in touch with you. You know somebody's going to send you emails. And if it's not something that you want, you just say no. Yeah, if you give an email address to somebody, if you bump into somebody in the street and they said, look, send me an email. You know, if you're talking about what you do, drop me an email. You know, you are telling somebody that I'm happy for you to communicate with me. But Facebook, Instagram, follow somebody, you can unfollow them. You know, it is less of a engagement, less of a relationship that you're building with you're just following somebody or just looking at their page without following them. So one, that you own your email, and that's hugely valuable to you. Two is email gives you a better opportunity to build deeper relationships because people have given you that email address and they've essentially said, I want you to speak to me. That email then gives you the opportunity to build deeper, stronger connections with people. And that means that through email, you can, whether it's telling a story or layering on levels of content with people, sometimes your email, your Facebook or Instagram posts, you might post one and somebody doesn't see it. The news feed's very, very busy if they're following a lot of people. But if they wake up in the morning and they've got 5 or 6 emails or even 10 emails in the morning, they'll scan through the ones they don't want to read. And if your stuff is engaging and they like it, they'll see it and they'll read it. So they might see a Facebook post, an Instagram post from you, an Insta story from you, and then they get an email. If you're in this person's mind's eye in all those different areas, the likelihood of them building better connections and relationships with you is so much stronger. Now, the third thing I'm going to talk to you about is statistics. One thing that most people underestimate with emails, especially if it's coming from an email system, is that you can track statistics. There are some email systems and marketing systems that you can use. Some of you may be familiar with them, others of you may not. MailChimp, Campaign Monitor, Constant Contact, AWeber, GetResponse, Active Campaign, just a few. Now there is Infusionsoft. Many people do email me and say, what do I think to Infusionsoft? I think it's very, very, very smart. I think it's a very detailed piece of software. I think it is very expensive. So therefore, if you are going to have a lot of email addresses, you use it consistently. My website, for example, M10 Life, Infusionsoft has a lot of different tags and tracks. And if somebody does something, you can ask it to do something else. And if they don't do something, you can ask it to do something else. And you can move people around along a lot on a journey. However, with a lot of what I do, I also use Campaign Monitor, and it's very easy, very simple, and you can guide people down different automated routes, and I'll explain that in a second. But the point I'm getting to here with statistics is that you can track your data. So when you have an email marketing software, piece of system, you can check how many people open your email. You can check how many times the email isn't delivered to your audience. You can look at how many people don't open it. So they get it, but they don't open it. You can see whether people click a link in your email. And you can obviously see how many people are unsubscribing or sharing your email as well. So that data provides you with hugely valuable information to see whether or not your audience actually finds your content interesting. And so from my perspective, from an email marketing perspective, I'm looking and seeing whether or not certain emails are getting read by my audience, certain emails are getting clicked through. You know, one of the other areas that email marketing is fantastic for is sharing your content. You know, if I've written articles on the website, if I've got a very popular blog or post that I've written on social media, I'm going to send people it. I'm going to tell people this was really valuable. It was really engaged. The more I can send people to my website, the more engagement the website gets, the higher up the rankings it gets, the more people see my articles, the more people share my articles. And ultimately, the more people that can get in front of your content, the likelihood that more people are going to engage with you, more people are going to follow you, the more people that you can get your product in front of, the likelihood you're going to get more customers and sell more of your craft. Whether it's ebooks, online coaching, face-to-face personal training, marketing is about getting in front of people, and email marketing is key. Now, I'm going to stop on this point for a second and say that if you don't have a website, you need a website. I say it week in, week out to fitness professionals. You can have people build websites for you on Wix. You can have people build websites for you so simply. GoDaddy, you can build websites. You can actually have someone build a full website for you for £1,500 to £2,000 with six pages. Contact pages, articles pages, results pages, information pages, you know, contact you pages. And then you can build your blog on from there. But if you're not out there sharing content, having a website that has content that people can regularly go to, look how many people spend time going down your Instagram and reading posts from 6 months to a year ago. It's not very often, right? Look how many people go to a website and engage with somebody's articles and read them. You will have done it yourself. Websites do get engagement. Websites do convert customers. Websites are able, they are fantastic tools for sharing more of your content. But the other thing that websites are fantastic for is collecting email addresses. If you have an website address on your Instagram profile, on your Facebook profile, on your profile on the wall in the gym, or on your business card, or whenever you give people your website, on your website, there are many different ways for people to give their email address to you so that you can email market to people. How many places do you have at the moment that people are going to look at your content but not giving you anything in return? Instagram, people like your post, but what do they do there? Nothing. Facebook, what do? They engage with your post, they watch them, they don't do anything else. Your website, they go to your website, they might read your content, your articles, they don't do anything when they're there. Smart marketers, of which I want you to become one of them, have a website that actually builds relationships for them. So for example, a lot of people on the website just have contact me on my phone number. They don't have a contact form. The contact form you fill out, they have to leave their email address if they want to speak to you. That sends a form to you. That form then gives you the email and you add the email to your database. A subscribe button. Subscribe to my newsletter. Subscribe to my top tips. You could be giving away a free product. As you can see on m10fitness.co.uk and on M10 Life, we have a free product. M10 Life, if you go to the education section, you'll see it pops up with my 30-day Transform Your Personal Training Business product. If you go to m10fitness.co.uk, you'll see our five-stage sales program pops up. Our five-stage formula, sorry. And when that pops up, they get 5 days of emails, five PDFs to help them lose their first 10 pounds. It's of high value. We've had thousands of people download it. We can send our weekly emails to our customers as a result of collecting the email addresses and build better relationships. So your website is very, very valuable. So I've talked about contact forms on your website. I've talked about subscribe buttons, opt-in pages. You can go to ClickFunnels and build a very, very simple page, which you can send people to. When you do an Insta story and people send you a DM or a question, one of my current online clients is very, very popular for developing his lower body. And we created a program for him with an opt-in page. And he's very popular with training his lower body, but people were leaving tens and tens and tens of messages week after week. And all he was doing was replying. And I said, you're not doing anything with the data. You're not building any better relationships. And he created a program which was a foundational phase for developing your lower body. And he put that on a very simple opt-in page and gives that away for free. So anybody asks lower body questions, which are pretty inexperienced questions, or he knows that they're not the type of people who are ready to actually involve and buy his online coaching, he just sends them to the download page. and they download the free program. It's a 5-day email sequence. They get the PDF. They get to follow his lower body training for intermediates and beginners, and they build a better relationship with him. And then from there, he can then propose his products, his online coaching, his personal training, his ebook, which is in the pipeline being built at the moment. Believe it or not, in the first 3 weeks, we had nearly 2,000 people download that program. That's absolutely incredible. The amount of people that were waiting for him to give some level of value that was beyond a like, that was beyond a comment in a DM. They wanted to learn from him, but he wasn't providing anything of high value. As a result, this email list that he's now got is going to allow him to be able to communicate more frequently with people, send updates on his own training, send updates with his client results, send articles that he's posted on his website, and build deeper connected relationships with people, because that email address that's been given is somebody that wants to get closer, somebody that wants to get deeper into a connection. Instagram followers, Facebook followers, they sit on the periphery. Pull people in on an email, get a deeper relationship with people, and eventually guide people along a process to a buying your product. So you see, your website and that example for the lower body program is an example of an opt-in. You can ask people to opt in and give their email address in return for something of high value. If you don't have one related to what you do, you're missing out a big opportunity to build a relationship. And the last thing really is, if you work in a gym on a day-to-day basis, you're talking to people, are you asking for people's email addresses? I'm going to share something with you right now that really, really made a big impact on my business in the early days. I was advised in the early days to just make sure that every single person that I spoke to, I saved their email address. I didn't really realize why, but I did. When I worked at LA Fitness in the early days, every sales inquiry I was given, I saved their email addresses. I saved them on an Excel spreadsheet. Whenever I spoke to somebody in the gym and said, you know, can I give you drop you an email and send you something for free? Or if I booked them in for a taster session, I'd always take their email. I did it from day one. It just became automatic for me. And believe it or not, that database grew from 50 to 100 to 500. And over time, I started to immediately, as soon as I built my website, think, I need a contact form. When people get in contact with me, I need their email addresses. And since the early days, I was building an email address, an email portfolio very, very quickly. And then I was advised in the early days, listen, just drop your customers an email. If they've trained with you recently, if they've not trained with you, if they haven't trained with you for a while, if they're people that have only just started with you, people need to be feeling valued. If somebody stopped training with me 2 months ago, does that mean that they don't want to train with me anymore? No, it may be that they stopped training with me because of a holiday commitment. But if they got a weekly email from me telling them about articles I'd written, telling them about blogs I'd written, telling them what I've been up to, and also sharing things with them that would be of high value. So if it's somebody that's just come back from holiday, we just start putting out some content on M10 Fitness at the moment about what to do post-holiday. And there are people that I haven't trained in the past. There are customers that we haven't trained at M10 for a while who get a weekly email that addresses a problem for them, that they've come back from holiday slightly more overweight than they were before. And why don't they get involved with some coaching again? Why don't they reach out to us and come down for a training session? Why don't they have a week at the gym? And I did this in the early days. You know, I would be in constant contact with people that had worked with me in the past, people that are working with me right now, and people that still hadn't signed up with me yet. Because you know yourself, if you are in constant contact, you're in mind's eye with somebody, and you're providing them with enough value. Anyone that you're following on social media right now that has a product that you're kind of interested in, potentially interested in, will keep their content coming at you. You'll think, you know, I just get the blooming emails. Well, you haven't unsubscribed. And the reason you haven't unsubscribed yet is because you do want to buy. The person hasn't given you a big enough reason to invest. So I follow people that I've read their books, people that I've got courses on, but I haven't paid to go on one of their courses yet. In the past, I followed a lot of people, went on a lot of courses. There's people I'm following right now, and they are possibly one big event away from getting me to invest thousands to go and see people. But I've just not identified a big enough need to do it yet. But you know what? I still get their emails. I still read their emails. I still follow them on social media. I go to their websites and I read their articles. I go to YouTube and I watch their content. So you've got to have faith in knowing this, guys. If somebody isn't unsubscribing from your Instagram page, if somebody hasn't unsubscribed from your email list, if you have one right now and people are still following your website, they will buy. What you've got to do is to use your marketing skills, of which I'll use another podcast to talk to you about how you talk to your customers or potential customers or past customers to bring them back into your world, to get them to invest and spend more money with you. And yes, there's a science to it. There's an art to it. There's a skill. But if you're not putting yourself out there and you're not communicating frequently with people and you're not tracking your data and looking at your systems, you are at a disadvantage to a opportunity to get more customers into your world. So today I've covered the value of having email marketing. I've talked to you about the ways that you can bring people in. So we've looked at Instagram sending people to an opt-in page, Instagram sending people to an email. I'm going to just drop this one with you as well. When somebody emails you in your DM or messages you in a DM and says that they've got questions for you, I've done this many times before. I get a lot of DMs, send me an email to this, it gets privately replied, I can send you a little bit more information, that you've got their email. And if you haven't got data capture point picked up yet, which means your website isn't collecting email addresses, you haven't got a ClickFunnels page or an opt-in page, just ask people for their email. And do you know what you can do? You can write a very simple PDF. That's a little tip for you if you're new to doing emails. You don't necessarily need to get MailChimp or anything like that. What you can do is you can have a DM. Somebody says, look, I've got a question for you. Create a very simple PDF at home. Write down some of your key tips. I did this 10 fat loss tips. And I would say to somebody, listen, here's my 10 fat loss tips. I'll send it to you on email. Take their email, save it in an Excel spreadsheet. Done. It's data, it's value, it's people that you can keep in contact with down the line. And then when you get to the point where you can do MailChimp or GetResponse or Campaign Monitor, then you can start building a data collection point. Then you can build an opt-in page in ClickFunnels. And I'm going to urge you, go back over today's podcast, listen to some of the words that I've used that you probably don't understand, like opt-in page or pop-ups or subscribe now pages or website data collection points. And start to just type them in Google, see what comes up, watch a YouTube video, get a book, email marketing. I'm trying to open your eyes. I'm trying to give you more information with this podcast because I'm sharing stuff that's of huge value to me and my business. When I share an email later today or tomorrow from my email software campaign to tell everybody that the podcast is live, I get 80% of the traffic for the podcast from emailing people than I do sharing it on Instagram and sharing it on Facebook. How about that for stats? I know there's thousands of trainers that have downloaded my 30-day Transform Your Personal Training Business opt-in. If you haven't got it, grab it, go to the education page on M10 Life. It'll pop up and you can register for that. It's 30 days, 30 videos from me on email, guys. Big relationship building tool. Little tip for you here. I have segmented my list. Segmenting basically means that you condense the list of people on your email to people specifically for me that are trainers. So the 30-day Transform Your Personal Training Business, I know that they're personal trainers. When I have a list of people that are specific to one particular area, I can talk directly to you and build better relationships in an email. I have up to day 15, a 70% open rate, which means 70% of the people that are opting in for my 30-day program are opening that email. That's very, very high. That's a very, very specific niche of people. At day 30, I still have 45% of the people 30 days later opening those emails. If I am having somebody open my emails 30 days into a 30-day sequence, that 40%, 45% of people are really interested in what I've got to say. If I sell to those people, if I promote any program to those people, the likelihood is they'll buy. So look at your data again. This is why email marketing is so valuable. For me, I'm tracking, really getting specific with who I'm talking to, creating a free download for people specific to my audience. So it's fat loss for females. between 25 and 35. If it's postnatal, prenatal, you can start to zone in. If it's muscle building for lagging body parts, shoulders for specific, and you have a shoulder program you're going to sell. If it's online coaching for people that want to get shredded abs, you can start to develop free products, build something on ClickFunnels, build an opt-in page on ClickFunnels, give a free product away, and you've got a kind of niche audience that you can start talking to, building a relationship with, and eventually sell your product or service. This is a snippet into kind of marketing for you guys today. I've gone on a little bit because I've needed to get this covered. And I wanted to introduce you to you. There's obviously plenty of work for you guys to do if you haven't got any of this put in place already. But I'm excited for you guys because I've opened your eyes up to something else that exists, something else that is of huge value to you as a business owner to reach more people, engage with more people, get more specific with the audience that you want to work with, and eventually learn how to communicate with people on email and eventually sell the product or service that you do. Guys, I really enjoy sharing this with you today. Please, if it's been of help to you, do me a favor, screenshot it, put a post up on Insta stories, let me know whether it's helped you, drop me a DM, drop me any questions. And if you want me to take you through my pillars of business, if you want me to be the person that mentors you through the next 6 months of your business development and share a boardroom with 15 like-minded people, from personal trainers trying to grow a business to personal trainers trying to go online to personal trainers and business owners trying to open gyms, studios, develop online ebooks and systems and even marketing strategies, join me at my Leap Business Mastermind in December, December the 7th. Go to the link in iTunes on the notes, click m10life.com/education, fill in your mastermind application. Let's jump on a call and let me help you take your business forward through into 2019. Guys, I look forward to speaking to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.